After conception, the first sense of awareness I, the embryo, have is of the utter warmth, comfort, and congeniality of the womb. Nearing the end of 9 months, I am addicted to this perfection, this seemingly complete, self-sustaining feeling existence. I, my feeling body, and my world, the womb, are in almost total harmony. Body and world are one. At birth, as I am pushed out of my mother's body, this unity is violently shattered. The warmth, comfort, and effortless peace of the womb vanish. I am plunged into cold space and discomfort. The change is profoundly disturbing. It produces an awareness of insecurity, unrelatedness, or the first feelings of confusion, self-doubt. There is the immediate sense of duality. There is I, the body, and that which is not my body, the impinging, hostile surrounding conditions. For the first time, I am conscious of lack of the perfection of warmth and comfort that was inseparable from myself. I am woeful. I know longing. And gradually, I know pain. I want what I had, the past, what I was and felt in the womb, my original perception of myself as the sense of warmth, comfort, and peace. I am frustrated. I now know the feeling of frustration. I want something other than what I have or am, and can do nothing about it. I am helpless, isolated, bewilderingly alone, incredibly lonely. My body cries. It cries for warmth and comfort, the succor, security, and enfolding presence of the moist and gentle womb. But this is gone forever. From this moment on, all my life, I will identify with, or name as love, any condition able to reproduce in me feelings or impressions similar to those I knew in the womb. I will love anything or anyone whose presence arouses these responses in me. And my whole life will be a constant endeavor to acquire and hold on to those things and people. But in this I will always fail or be disappointed. For the only way I can have the love and union I crave is by returning to or re-entering the physical womb. This I will later attempt to do through the brief palliative of physical sex. I will then identify sex with love and make yet another error. I will identify love with any condition, person, or thing that provides even a degree of that sense of original warmth, peace, or comfort of the womb, which I can never hope to find again outside myself. After leaving the womb, my first real awareness of love is my mother. O doctors and nurses delivering me to her, please embrace my body firmly with your warm skin, secure arms, and goodwill. My mother's nipple in my mouth, the warmth and succor of her milk flowing into my body, and the warmth and smell of her flesh outside me, provide a sense of reassurance, an incipient appreciation of love, of some sort of return to what I had known. So through my strange new senses, I begin to project myself further out from my body, attaching to her through smell, touch, feeling, and taste, as transient substitutes for the contentment I knew. But could anything ever replace the effortless warmth, comfort, and security of the womb, where there was no need of any object apart from myself? No. Only death, perhaps, which in my greatest misery as I grow older in the body I will sometimes wish for. My newfound love or identity with my mother's body, my sense of being and belonging, is continually interrupted. I cry. I learn how to cry and when to cry, to try to bring some love into this weird alien existence, until even crying becomes a kind of perverse comfort against the sense of loss and pain. I cry not so much out of discomfort, but for what I feel I have lost. It will always be like that from now on. So I will live this life crying and trying to bring about the impossible, to materialize that which I left in the womb. As this is impossible while I think I am the body, I will never be happy or contented for long, until I die. Such is the fate of ignorance. This tape ends here. You will notice how little you can recall of what you've heard. This is because the truth cannot be remembered. It has to be discovered new every moment. I suggest you play the tape over and over. Don't try to work it out. The truth is energetic, not just words. All you have to do to receive it is listen as often as you can.